Yes.
You know, breaking in after hours and damaging school property is a very serious offense.
Any idea who was involved?
I don't know. Looks like a grad prank. The cleaning staff found a student here last night. She's been suspended for the day.
Simpson looks mad.
Great. We pissed off the principal the first week of school.
Don't panic. Maybe Imogen got it before the cleaners caught her.
Or maybe she didn't, and she's already ratted us out.
When we find out who's responsible, there will be consequences.
Katie and I could lose our student council positions. Maybe get expelled.
Then I'll take the blame. Tell Simpson it was all my fault. Maybe it'll go easy on everyone.
Don't you dare. Simpson doesn't know anyone else was involved. Imogen's suspended for the day. He's questioning her later, so.
What if she says something?
Then we'll deny it. Tell the principal, we didn't invite Imogen to a party and she has a grudge. Who's he gonna believe? The class crackpot or the three of us?
Well, of course it would be easier if someone could keep her quiet.
You want me to talk to her?
We warned you not to invite her.
I felt bad she had no friends.
Now you know why.
Okay, I'll skip my first class, go to her house, convince her to keep quiet.
The only way we'll survive this is if the three of us stick together.
Brought you some orange juice and a slightly stale croissant. The calf wasn't exactly baking fresh this morning.
About last night.
You don't have to apologize.
For what?
Getting caught? The only thing that matters is that when you go back to school this afternoon, you can't say that anyone else was involved.
So you want me to be the scapegoat?
It's only fair. You're the only one who got caught.
It wasn't my fault. I was listening to my iPod in the theater, and next thing I know, the door was locked.
Who would have done that?
Marisol was with me.
Why is it so hard for you to just try and fit in with everyone?
You were different last year. And all you care about is being accepted by the populars.
Tell Simpson anyone else was involved and we'll deny it. It's 20 of us against one of you. Enjoy your croissant.
You didn't have to walk me to class.
Well, I would have carried your cello too if you'd let me.
No self-respecting musician lets anybody else touch their instrument. That sounded dirty, didn't it?
A little. I think we have an audience.
Eesh. Those looks could kill. You better get out of here.
Yeah. I'll catch you later.
What are you doing with Zig? We're friends. He told me what happened. You went on a few dates, then broke up. Maybe once you get over that, the three of us could hang out together.
He's only using you to make me jealous. You're not his type.
The type that posts 100 messages on his face, Strange Wall?
It was only 50.
Tristan!
That's better than 100.
Maybe it's time to accept that you're the one who's not his type.
Don't you dare. Girls, knock it off. Office, now.
Hey. You left early this morning. Didn't give me a chance to apologize for being a jerk.
I needed time to think.
The stuff I said, it was It was stupid and immature.
No more immature than using a quiz to decide if I'm ready for sex. Part of me wants this. Part of me is scared. And I was just hoping he'd say the right thing to make me feel ready.
I don't know what that is.
Me neither.
Wait, does this mean...
Our parents are out tonight?
Yeah.
There's no reason to wait until we're married.
So, when's this wedding?
How'd it go with Imogen? Mission accomplished. She's gonna keep quiet.
Thank you.
Katie was minutes away from a heart attack.
Seconds. If Simpson found out it was my key that got us into the school, I could lose my presidency.
I'm sorry I let her tag along.
Did you find out where she ran off to last night?
She got stuck in the theater. She thinks someone locked her in.
Oh, no. Mare?
It was a prank.
I did it for Fiona.
For me?
Well, Imogen called you an alcoholic.
I am one. Recovering. And when Owen dared me to drink, Imogen was trying to protect me. Ugh. I was such a monster this morning. I can't let Imogen take the blame.
Why not? Imogen will be suspended for a few days. A week max.
I didn't want to sneak into the school in the first place, Fiona. Please don't do this.
A week's suspension. It's practically a vacation, right?
Okay. Who would like to tell me how this little disagreement started?
Well, sir, I was sitting in class, tuning my trombone, when Maya lunged at me.
Because Tori spit at me.
That's a lie.
Principal Simpson, this all happened because Tori's jealous I've been hanging out with a guy she likes.
Also a lie.
Do you know how disappointing it is to see two smart girls fighting over a guy the first week of school? Okay. I'm gonna leave for 5 minutes. Work things out. 1 week's detention. If you're still at each other's throats when I get back, I'll make it 3. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Good.
If this is your plan to make me take all the blame...
One day, Zig and I were happy. The next, he wouldn't answer my texts. I need to know what I did wrong. I need, like, closure.
I wish I could help.
But you can't. You could talk to Zig for me.
Okay, fine. But could you get off of me? You're getting snot on my shirt.
In grade 12 history, we do not take a historian's word for it. We dig deeper. We research primary sources and we analyze them. Am I boring you, Mr. Martin?
No, sir.
Then why are you reading Sizzletine? Oh, look, let's see what Charlotte from Virginia has to say. Dear Sizzletine, I thought me and my boyfriend would be together forever. So I agreed to have sex. And then, like a month later, bam, he broke up with me. And now I'll never get my first time back. Well, class, what do we have here?
A primary source.
Exactly. But do we buy her story?
Happens all the time. A guy lies to get her into bed.
Ooh-hoo. Maybe he didn't lie. Maybe she assumed they'd be together forever.
Because the guy let her.
All right, thank you. Enough, Ms. D'Souza.
Nobody expects a high school relationship to end in marriage.
Charlotte did. And if her guy knew that, he shouldn't have jumped in the sack.
I can't fathom why you would do something so idiotic. I am not impressed, Imogen. This is not the way to begin a school year.
How'd it go? Look, I want to make it up to you. A movie?
A movie?
Or dinner. There's this great new Italian place that makes the best tiramisu.
I'm suspended for a month on probation indefinitely.
For tinfoiling the calf?
For breaking in after hours, vandalizing school property. Oh, and did you know I busted a vending machine?
That's insane.
I thought so too. So I tried to tell Simpson the truth. He said it was suspicious that I waited until after the punishment was doled out.
Look, I'm so sorry.
I can't believe I wanted to be your friend. You're just as bad as Katie and Marisol.
Maybe there's something I can do.
Leave me alone.
Imogen's suspended for a month?
And on probation indefinitely.
I can't believe Simpson came down that hard.
He used to be such a softie.
Which is why there's only one thing we can do. We have to confess.
Why would we do that?
Because it'll force Simpson to be more lenient. He can't suspend 20 seniors for an entire month.
We don't know that.
Well, it's worth a shot.
So you're gonna do this with or without us, aren't you?
I don't have a choice.
And neither do we.
Mary, you can't be serious.
This is important to Fiona. And she's important to us.
Thank you. I knew you guys were good friends. I'll call and set up a meeting with Simpson after school.
We'll be there.
Hey, can we talk?
Okay, but first... What do you think?
I'm not ready to get married.
Jake.
This morning, you sounded ready to set a date. You said, I don't need to wait till we're ready to have sex. You know, we as in you and me.
Obviously, I can see myself marrying you in the future. Otherwise, we wouldn't be together. But I know it's not a sure thing.
You do?
Sometimes people break up. Our parents, me and Eli.
So, if we broke up sometime in the future, you won't regret that I was your first?
You love me, don't you?
Of course.
And I love you, too. So as long as you're 100% committed right now...
I am.
There's nothing else I could ask for.
Sent to the office on the first week of high school. Ugh.
My parents are gonna kill me.
Well, this is my fault, you know. I got you all wrapped up in my junior high drama.
So why did you break up with Tori? Did she do something wrong?
I guess I didn't want to start off high school with a girlfriend. I wanted to keep my options open in case I met someone cool.
That's good. That's really good. But I can't tell Tori that.
Why would you?
She asked me to find out what went wrong in your relationship so she can get closure.
Closure?
Proof the relationship's really over, even though she still likes you a lot.
We did date for nearly a month. And most of it was pretty fun. Maybe I should talk to Tori instead.
Really?
Yeah, it's the right thing to do.
Thanks.
Katie, I just had a nice chat with your little sister. To what do I owe this pleasure?
You told us that if we knew anything about the cafeteria, we should come see you immediately.
We know it was probably hard for you to believe that Imogen did it all on her own. She didn't. She had help.
When Fiona told us she was there too, we convinced her to confess. We couldn't let Imogen take all the blame.
Fiona, is this true? Did you sneak into the cafeteria with Imogen?
Katie and Marisol were there too.
How could you say that?
We were at Marisol's house. At least 20 people can verify that, including Marisol's mom and dad.
Fiona, do you have any proof to back up your accusations?
No, but...
Ladies, could you give us a moment alone, please?
Sure. If you need anything else.
I know where to find you.
Sir, I know this looks bad, but I can explain.
Fiona, I thought this year was going to be different.
I've changed, Mr. Simpson, I promise.
Well, that's not what it looks like from here.
Hey.
Oh.
Sorry I'm late.
I thought you were standing me up. Oh no, was
talking to Tori terrible?
No.
No, he's great.
So everything's worked out. Tori got her, like, closure?
Sort of. I guess some of the stuff that you said, it kind of made me realize that there's no good reason Tori and I broke up. I guess what I'm trying to say is that...
You guys got back together.
I hope you're not mad.
Mad? Why would I be mad?
Well, Tori kind of thinks you're into me.
She thinks I'm into you? That's hilarious. Maya! Can you believe how everything worked out? Nearly like you planned it. Oh, please, as if I'm that smart. We're gonna have so much fun this year. And it's all thanks to you.
I'm here every night. Those two are in love.
It's scary how much I like you. This is it. Once in a lifetime moment. Something we can never take back. And I am so happy it's with you. Someone I love loves me. Who I could be with forever. What?
I'm sorry, Clara, I can't do this.
I thought you had plans with Zig.
No, he has plans with his girlfriend, Tori. Didn't realize how much I liked him until it was too late.
Oh, Maya, I'm sorry. Are you okay?
Is high school always as complicated?
At least.
Real nice. I thought we were friends.
Maya, I'll meet you at Marisol's car, okay?
Okay.
I'm suspended for a week. On probation indefinitely, and I have to spend my entire weekend here cleaning the cafeteria.
I'm sorry, Fiona. I know it sucks, but we still need a chair for the social committee.
You're kidding, right?
I still want to be friends.
We were never friends. Friends don't do this to each other.
Fiona, come on. I'm sorry.
You know, I expected more from you, Katie. A president is supposed to serve her people.
Big plans for the sunny Saturday.
Well, I was planning to do some homework and then spend a couple hours wondering why my boyfriend rejected me.
Sorry, okay?
No. Not okay. You don't get to run off and then apologize. Not again. Did I do something wrong?
No.
Then what?
I don't think we'll be together forever.
I know, there's a chance we'll break up.
No, there's more than a chance. With our parents married, we're linked for life. Having sex would just complicate things a lot. Claire.
I think we should break up. If it's gonna happen, why wait, right?
Hey, guys. Glenn and I were gonna go check out the farmer's market.
Hey, we thought you might want to join us, you know? Spend the day as a family.
Hey, you coming, Claire?
Brought you a coffee. extra strong. Looks like we'll need it. So you were right. They turned on me. I always do this. I always mess things up. And this year, I don't have Holly J to fix everything for me. I don't have anybody. I know it doesn't make up for it, but I managed to get your suspension reduced. I'm really sorry, Imogen.
How am I supposed to say mad at you when you're such a sad sack? If you want, we can lust over jocks together.
Can we?
And play stupid games like truth or dare. Oh, and find girls like us to pick on.
I have a better idea. Let's get Katie and Marisol back.
Now you're talking. Do you have a plan?
No, but we have all year to figure it out. Hey, after all this, I hope we can be friends.
Depends. Can I give you a makeover?
Sure.
Good.
Oh, now?
It's a start. There we go.
Okay, you are a weirdo.
Yep. You're gonna like it.